Let's start Apache Iceberg hands-on overview. This practical hands-on session is designed for those who want to learn Apache Iceberg. You can begin with just one terminal running a container. By using Jupyter-based content, you can learn about Iceberg's features and mechanisms. Please refer to the notebooks under Spark Notebooks for detailed content information. Target audience: those who want to learn Apache Iceberg. Prerequisite knowledge: this hands-on session targets those who are new to Apache Iceberg and want to learn its basic concepts and usage. Although no special prior knowledge is necessary to conduct the hands-on, having experience or skills in the following areas will enhance understanding: basic knowledge of SQL, fundamental programming language skills like Python or Scala, overall understanding of big data processing frameworks like Apache Spark or Hadoop, understanding of basic data management concepts such as data lakes, data warehouses, ETL, etc. Even without the above knowledge or experience, you can learn the basics of Apache Iceberg through this hands-on. Important concepts and terms will be further explained within the session. While detailed knowledge of big data processing and distributed systems is not mandatory, having an interest in these technologies and a foundational understanding will help you grasp the features and benefits of Apache Iceberg more deeply. Contents. The following content is available. While the notebooks do not depend on each other, it is recommended for first-time users to start from Chapter 1. Please check the notebooks under Spark Notebooks for detailed content information. Chapter 1, Hello Iceberg World. Chapter 2, Understanding the Iceberg Architecture. Basic hands-on environment. The necessary components for Iceberg experimentation are consolidated in the docker-compose.yml file. You can easily set up the experimentation environment. Note, this environment is strictly for experimentation purposes, and proper design considerations for production use are essential. This article cannot be read aloud within the 1,000-character limit.